Good afternoon, and welcome to Good News Updates from Living Compassion. My name is Alex, and I'm a monk at the Zen Monastery Peace Center, and I get to be your Good News host this afternoon. I have three guests with me here, Marie, Brian, and Renee. Are you guys out there?
Hey, Alex, it's Marie.
Hey, Marie.
Hey, it's Brian.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, and Renee's here.
Hey, Renee, good. I'm glad everyone's out there. So I'll just start off by saying that there's something we're all very excited about this holiday season, and that is we have a very exciting way of offering practice to people out in the world and also to fulfill people's holiday shopping needs. And that is in the form of Keep It Simple, which many folks know is our mail order business that we have online now. And we talked about a couple weeks ago that we have a exciting shopping cart feature added to it. But we also have Sangha Market, and we also have Africa gift cards that we offer. And I thought that we could start off by asking Marie, who is our graphic web and email designer, to say something a little about those different options.
Well, Alex, I've been doing a lot of work creating web pages and emails to kind of show off all the wonderful holiday things that we have this year. And so it's really exciting. We have Keep It Simple, which is our online store. And we have some new products this year. One really exciting one is a digital library from Sherry Huber. And it's actually some of her books and some new recordings that can be downloaded. They're MP3s. So that's a very exciting thing we have. We have Sherry's new book. We have bags, Africa tote bags, which are going to be really popular.
They have been popular. I can attest to that.
Yeah, and we have beautiful calendars this year available from Keep It Simple.
That's right. Great, yeah. The flash drives I'm particularly excited about because there are some unreleased recordings from Sherry, and all of them are audio recordings that people can download to their MP3 players or whatever form they're using these days to listen to audio recordings.
Yeah, it's a very exciting thing. So if you want to find out more about them, you can just go to Keep It Simple homepage. And it's right at the top.
Yeah, that's great. And I know that there's also a page that is going to cover all of those shopping options. That I think an email that went out to most of our people on those mailing lists to see what all those different options are and can go directly to any of them.
Yeah, Alex, we sent an email out yesterday that kind of shows all the different options, and we also have a web page that shows those options, and you can get to that web page by going to the Living Compassion homepage, and right at the top you'll see a little yellow bar, and you can press that, and it will take you to this web page that shows all the different things that we have.
That's fabulous.
Keep It Simple, and there's also Africa gift cards. We have 8 different designs this year, and so that's a really fun holiday gift idea.
Yeah, boy, and if you haven't seen them, they're absolute stunners. The photographs on those are just out of this world.
Yeah, I was actually lucky enough to be in on a project working with those to see the final products yesterday, and they are quite beautiful, I think.
Mm. And Sangha Market, of course, is what we're all very thrilled about because Sangha Market offers things that are not commonly available to people through our other venues. So that there are a lot of things are one of a kind items, but there are other things that are made especially by Sangha or something that Sangha owns, and they're trying to see if they can offer to the public at large.
Yeah, I think Sangha Market's a really fun shopping place because, you know, first of all, it was created by Sangha for Sangha, and so it's a way to really participate with other Sangha members, and there's something going on there and knowing that the other people selling things are, you know, really connected to the Sangha. It makes it really fun.
Yeah, it is really fun because folks who are selling things, are creating them, or putting them up on the market there for other people who are in Sangha to potentially purchase those things. So it's just really a fun way to connect people.
Yeah, and you never know what's going to pop up on there, because I looked at it today and I saw a new item that I thought was wonderful. And someone
is
making Shatenge voice recorder carriers.
Oh, how handy. Given all the voice recording we're doing, we're going to need something to carry that around with.
And I just saw it on there today. I clicked on there and I went, what is that? And I thought it was a wonderful idea. And so, you know, it's a great place just to click around, and you just never know what you're going to find there.
Yeah, that's true. That brings me to the next exciting part, which is we have a video that was created to assist people in the process of buying. So not only is there a very thorough write-up that was created, if folks go to the How to Buy section of Sangha Market, they can see that write-up, but also if you look at the top of the Sangha Market website, if you go to www.sanghamarket.com and go into the site, you'll see on every page there's a little star at the top and says watch the buyer's video. And the buyer's video assists people. You can go through it step by step and see all the little steps that would be necessary to purchase something on Sangha Market. And this is my opportunity to invite Brian. Brian, I don't know if you're there, available at the moment, but Brian is the co-creator of the video and also Sangha Market.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, Brian. What was it like to make the video?
It was definitely a practice opportunity making the video. I can see why people get paid big bucks to do a voiceover. And, you know, figuring out every kind of step of the way, what software we were going to use to capture the video and what we were going to convert it to. You know, at every stage, there was something, an obstacle that came up, and always, of course, room for then conditioning to step in and say, you know, this is a problem. This is too much. Can't handle this. This is, let's just give up. This is never going to happen. But
we can count on conditioning to throw those kinds of monkey wrenches in our way as we go about doing anything, including buying on Sangha Market, which is part of the reason why I think we made that, is that people can get really intimidated by doing something new, and I think that the Sangha Market video was an attempt to make it seem like it was going to be very easy schmeezy.
And hopefully we've conveyed that, because we did put a lot of time to trying to figure out how to convey that and get that together. You know, Sangha Market itself is definitely, it was created as out of sort of a practice opportunity to give back to Sangha.
That's right.
Provide, you know, a way for Sangha to connect and to support each other. And so at every stage, it's been a really great opportunity to see how Sangha can be supportive in that, but how practice opportunities arise for us.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And so not only do folks have the opportunity to be buyers, but they can also be sellers. And both are required to make Sangha Market flow, which is why we've invited Renee to participate in our call this evening, was because Renee is very popular at the monastery in our circles with the reminder bracelets that she's offered. She's sold them at the Bridge Walk this last month, and they are also now on Sangha Market. And Renee, I was wondering if you could say a little bit about what it's been like being a seller.
Yeah, I'd love to. Well, I have to say that the gift is really for me, because I just love making them. And it was inspired last year at the New Year's retreat by you, Alex, because you had so many reminders. And so I thought of a bracelet when I was sitting there in the hall when we were in group, and immediately left the retreat and went and bought the beads and started that process. And I just love hearing all the new sayings, and when I'm making them, you know, I'm repeating them to myself, and it's just been awesome. And you know, I take requests for any special sayings, and just I love connecting with Sangha, and there's so many fun things that come out of it. Like one broke, someone wrote that it broke, and And so I said, well, egocentric karmic conditioning is up to no good again. And so I sent them another one. And so.
Oh, that's so much fun.
Yeah. So you can.
Yeah, the whole
it's just
thing
fun.
Is very inspirational.
Yeah. Yeah. So I love doing it. It's great.
Yeah, I love my bracelet. I think mine is one of the first few, and I could say that it has proven to be the reminder bracelet that I've always wanted.
Oh, great. That's awesome. So I'm glad that everyone gets to wear them and they're reminding themselves of to come back here to the moment and all of that, whatever helps them. And now we can have mentor sayings of all kinds and
even more
of them. And yeah.
Wow, that's so great, because that's exactly the spirit of Sangha Market, is that we're just going around minding our own business and all of a sudden inspiration comes in or insight comes in about what it is that can be offered. You know, we could sit around thinking forever about what it is we can possibly do. And the Sangha out there is coming up with these ideas, inspiring other people to come up with their ideas. You know, Marie's got these amazing Zen quote cards that are available for folks to either put up on their beautiful stands, wooden stands that are included with the box of cards, or they can wear that around their necks. And I just think things like that are just fabulous.
Yeah, it is fabulous. I love seeing all the new ideas, too.
It looks like we've got a recorder bag made out of Chitenge fabric to look forward to. I'm going to check that one out tonight myself.
Yeah, I just saw the sweet tweets, too. Those are really cute.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So there's lots of stuff out there, and I would encourage people to put more things. And I've bought quite a few things, too. So I've been a buyer also, and It's a great experience to interact and give back to the Sangha, and also just it's a whole experience. It really is.
Yeah, it totally is. Well, that's fabulous. Thanks, everybody. I'm going to let Michael carry on with the show, and thank you very much, Michael, for inviting me and Marie and Brian and Renee to participate in the Good News Update.
It's been great to have you all here.
Thanks, Michael.
Thank you.
Have a great show.
Thank you. We will.
Hello.
Hello. And good afternoon to Open Air with Sherry Huber.
Michael.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Good evening. Wasn't that great?
That was a lot of fun.
I have to tell you a little story, okay, about
please.
About Sangha Market and about the bracelets that Renee was talking about. I, along with Alex, got one of the very first ones, and it was a surprise. I didn't choose it. Renee chose it for me, and she chose perfectly. It said horse pucky, which is something that I'm kind of known for, a phrase used to describe conditioning and what it does to us and all of that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And so, of course, I wore it, and then I had another one that said practice on it. So there's a great, and not practice horse pucky, but practice remembering what is horse pucky and what isn't, and
yeah.
all of that. So I was at a retreat, and I was talking to somebody who was just so mired in horse pucky, it was like dangerous. And so I took my bracelet off, and I said, "Now here's something for you. You've got to wear this, and you've got to read it often, and you've got to have it help you come back to center and stop believing those voices." And I thought, you know, I'm never going to go on retreat again without at least 10 or 15 horse pucky bracelets, so that when we get stuck and a little trapped there. And it's kind of building faster than we can get above it and get our breath, then we can just receive one of those fabulous little bracelets. And it's like kind of like Superman or Wonder Woman. You know, you just hold that bracelet up and there it is.
Exactly.
You're free.
You can, like, throw them out during group.
Right.
People are really
sad. Maybe just give one to everybody as they come into the retreat. That would be, and the Chitenge recorder.
Voice recorder.
Yeah, that's. I mean, you know, some things you just don't want to try doing practice without. You get your voices T-shirt. You know, it's just a whole deal.
I hope those Chitenge things come in an iPhone size. That's what I need.
Oh, I think it would work. Yeah.
Good. Mm-hmm.
I saw a picture of one. I think it's going to work.
Great. Great. Sherry, Sherry, I have some announcements here.
Right. Haven't I done everything? Oh, it might be somebody else is going somewhere, huh?
No, we're still with you.
Oh, wow.
You got a couple more things here for the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
On December 9th, you'll be in Seattle at East West Bookshop.
True.
That event will begin at 7 o'clock p.m. Then you'll come back to Mountain View on Saturday, December 11th for a workshop there from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's called Real Comfort.
Real Comfort. I love that. Yeah. I love that title.
Yes, it's great.
Real Comfort. That's what we seek. And I bet practice has some ideas about how to find that.
Yes, as opposed to conditioning's comfort.
Mm-hmm. Overeat, overspend, overdo.
Yes.
That's not the recipe we're following this year.
And then you'll be with the monks at the New Year's retreat, and that's December 27th through January 1st. And an event for the new year, at-home working meditation retreat on January 15th.
Yes, and I happen to know, I don't think a lot of other people happen to know this, but I'll be in Santa Barbara at a health conference the first, like the 6th, 7th, 8th, whatever those days are in January.
Oh, great.
So if anybody is down in that area, they can stop by and we'll chat.
Great. Sherry, last week we rolled out a new program for our callers.
Oh.
And that was to limit our conversations to 5 to 10 minutes.
Hmm?
And I thought it was an incredible success.
Yeah, one subject.
One
right?
subject.
One subject and kind of that, like the, a la the email class where we really look at it. What is the issue? We distill it down, and then what is the thing that I really want to explore here? What's the kernel or the nugget here?
Yes, yes, really the essence of it.
Yeah.
And I thought it worked great, and we're grateful that people got on board with it right away.
Yeah. So we hear from more people.
Yes, yes, and we heard from a record number last week, and so that was great.
Thanks, Michael.
Sure. And with that in mind, let's get started. First caller, you are now live on the air, and would you please introduce yourself?
Hey, Sherry and Michael. It's Sri Devi from San Francisco.
Hey, Sri Devi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I happened to meet a relative of yours recently.
Yes, yes, I know. She told me.
Yes, we had a lot of fun discussing you. All excellent things about your character and practice and all of that.
Aw, thank you very much. It's so funny. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm the first caller. I got totally shocked out of my system for a second. So,
oh,
yes.
Okay, well, breathe.
But, yes, I was calling to share just a story about the power of recordings.
Uh-huh.
And I was in South Carolina this last week, and I had made a commitment to myself to get up in the mornings and go on a run because I happen to be right on a beach and I never get to run 5 feet away from a beach. So I thought I got to capitalize on this opportunity. And the first morning I got up, and of course conditioning was working with me a little bit that morning, but I got out of bed and I went on this great run, and it was at 7 a.m. in the morning and the sun was shining and it was beautiful. And I came back and had my recording device with me, which is part of my phone, and went, oh, I should make a recording of how I feel right now and of how good this moment feels. So I sent myself a message just saying, hey, I'm just proud that you got up this morning, and part of you didn't want to, but you inspired yourself and you went on this run, and so great, and, you know, just all this, you know,
yeah,
stuff. And so the next morning comes around, and it was everything in my body to not get up out of that bed in the morning. I can't even tell you. And what was really funny was I actually listened to my recording before I went to sleep that night to inspire myself to get up in the morning. And I get up, of course, the person who got up was not the person who wanted to run in the morning. And I even got so far as getting myself out of the bed, putting on my workout clothes, and then just crawled back into bed, and which is just hilarious. And I went, I need to listen to my recording. And the funniest thing happened was that the voices in my head said, it doesn't matter if you listen to the recording. It's not going to change anything. You are too identified right now to have that recording affect you.
Oh.
And I bought it for about, oh, 2 or 3 minutes. And I just went, yeah, it's right. It's totally not going to affect me. And then I just went, I don't know what happened, but something within me just said, listen to the recording. And I listened to it, and 30 seconds later, I was out the door on my run.
Wow.
And it was just so powerful. And I just thought it was so funny to have the voice to say to me, oh, don't bother, you're too identified.
Yes.
And I just thought that was the funniest thing.
Well, and it's really perfect every step of the way.
Mm-hmm.
To have that great experience, to know it's a great experience, to know it's, I mean, you weren't even, you have to get up in your cold house and go sit on your cushion first thing in the morning. You know, I mean, you're on a beautiful beach where
mm-hmm.
you hardly ever have a chance to be and run like that, and you have a great experience, and then it's like they kick in. And so to have them tell you that, oh, no, you're far too identified. It's not going to work. And then I'm predicting that it was the soft voice of the mentor saying, basically letting you know that you don't know that. You know, just why don't you listen and see?
Yeah.
And that's the turning point. That's the disidentification. And to me, that's the real power of this work, is that relationship, even though it's a very soft voice, becomes stronger and more real than the know-it-all voice of conditioning.
Yeah, and it was very interesting in that moment as well, and I was very conscious of the voices doing this afterwards, of just how it was possible to feel so inspired that first day, and then the second day have a completely different experience, but having the power, like you said, of that recording to remind me, you know,
yeah. Yes.
No, and it was just hearing my voice. That's what got me out in those 30 seconds, just hearing how good I felt. And it was like, boom, it just clicked in and I was out the door.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. Yes. It's powerful. Okay. I was calling it an interview, but it wasn't really. I was on a radio show earlier today, and the host of the show had asked me before, you know, what would you really like to talk about? What are you excited about? And I said, well, this new work that I'm doing. So we had a whole conversation about when you're falling dive and there's nothing wrong with you. And then at the very end, I got asked the question about what are you excited about? And I launched. And finally she said, wow, you really are excited about this, aren't you? It's like, yes, this is the best thing that ever happened.
Yeah.
That's it right there. It just takes your life from ho-hum and you're a failure and all it's going to do is beat you up for knowing better and going back to bed and not exercising, missing that time. But instead, there's that little, you know, you could listen. You disidentify and life is good.
Yeah, and what I love about it so much is I realize, like, wait, I can have a recording for the day, the times when I'm identified with not wanting to work out.
Yeah.
I can have a different one that talks to me about when I'm not particularly feeling like eating well or I want to go to junk food or I don't, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, my gosh, I get to have, like, this arsenal, you know?
Yeah.
And I just got so excited by that. So I have, I have at least 10 or 12 now already, and I'm just, like, looking forward to making more and making more and making more.
Precisely.
So.
And what you also got out of this, and I hope everybody will take away from it, is that you know in the moment what you need to listen to. So the voices would like to say, oh, well, that's great. You have one on not eating junk food. But, you know, in the moment, you're not going to remember to listen to that when you have all these different tracks and all these different – but you will. And the mentor is there to remind you.
So I just wanted to share that. It's
thank
been
you.
Fabulous, and I'm so excited to make more
thank
of that.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
You're welcome, and
bye.
I will see you in Mountain View.
Excellent. I'll look
fabulous.
Forward to it. Good night.
Great. Thanks, Sherry. Thanks, Michael.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us, Sri Devi. You're listening to Open Air with Sherry Huber. And we have another caller.
Right.
Next caller, you are now live on the air, and would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, Sherry and Michael. It's Rebecca.
Hey, Rebecca.
Hi.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm good. Okay, I'm looking at the clock now. I think this is a great idea to have us be aware of the time of our length of our calls. It's like on Reflective Listening Buddies, you know, where you're kind of watching.
Yeah.
So
it's a taking responsibility and keeping a commitment, right? Which is all that's all great parts of practice.
Yeah, and awareness practice, just being aware of this as well is what we're saying.
Yeah.
So before I want to give a little commercial for another Sangha Market item that I purchased, and it was the best treat. one of our Sangha people writes poems for us. So we can bid on and have a poem, and you tell her what means something to you, what moves you, what kind of topic you might, and she'll write you a poem, your own personal poem. And she wrote me one about my children, and she both read it over the phone to me because it's a spoken art, apparently. And she emailed it to me, and it was just the most heart-opening, wonderful experience. And in hearing the commercial, hearing the good news update tonight, it occurred to me I can read that poem onto my recorder and listen to it all the time.
You sure can.
So
that
I just want to
lovely.
Encourage people to click on that. Isn't that a great idea?
Yeah.
And so it also happens to tie in with what I wanted to look at tonight, which was I wanted to check in about my writing. I haven't talked about that in a while. And what I'm seeing is that it's going well, and I have a coach now, and I'm just having a ball and seeing a lot. But what my coach keeps telling me is to slow down and kind of get more into just the description. She uses the phrase show, don't tell. And I'm just fascinated by the resistance to just sort of like feels like dipping down into my life and really looking at the details.
And is it the details that seem to be the difficulty, or is it the slowing down and really looking?
It's the slowing down and really looking. Because once I slow down, there's no resistance. Yeah.
That seems important to see, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. I had not seen that before. Now, conditioning was telling me something different, about all that, but that's really, really good to see that it was just slowing down.
We run into that kind of thing in a lot of places with practice, right? I mean, the first one, people don't want to meditate. You sit down to meditate, and I can't remember if this was part of a blog I just read or somebody talking about it, but, you sit down to meditate, and suddenly there are all of these other things that are really important to do, and then you get fooled, and you get up to do those really important things, and suddenly they're not important at all. And in fact, the conversation turns to, why are you doing that when you're supposed to be sitting? So that sense of urgency that takes us away, takes us into distraction, that's where egocentric karmic conditioning self-hate lives. So that slowing down and really looking, really listening, really feeling, being completely here.
Yeah.
Work well for conditioning.
Yeah, it really is. And to not so I can easily slide over into then the opposite end of that little spectrum, which is just going numb and plopping down in front of the TV, it was just seems like the other side of that duality.
Yeah. So either you're racing around or you're asleep.
Right. Yep.
And there again, yeah, that's perfect, isn't it? Because what we're going for, just as we are in meditation, what we're going for is sitting down, sitting still, wide awake.
Yeah, and, I'm just remembering something I put on my recorder a few days ago that says there's a difference between feeling numb and resting. And it's important to know that difference.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I had the same sort of thing with manic depressive, and then getting to, no, there's high energy and low energy. Right?
Mm-hmm.
We want to, let's differentiate these things, or let's distinguish these things properly.
Yeah.
not turn them over to a conditioned mind to interpret and label.
Yeah. Just to be in the whole spectrum with full consciousness
yes.
and get experience them all, the low energy and
yes.
the,
yes.
yeah, yeah. Because I really don't want to, you know, I've spent a lot of years kind of attenuating that that spectrum, and I don't really want to live life just in the middle. That's not a very satisfying answer, but to really be present for both ends, if you know what I mean.
Yes, yes, to be fully, because the interesting thing is the center contains both ends. We can't actually experience both ends out at the ends. We can only legitimately experience both ends from the center.
Huh, yeah. I've never looked at it like that before, but I see what you mean. That's a fun paradox to sit with, isn't it?
Isn't that? That's terribly zen.
It is. Well, okay, it's 7:22 here, so I love this conversation, and thank you so much, and I'm going to sit with that fun paradox.
Excellent, and write a little something about it later, I bet.
Oh, yeah, great idea. Slowing down.
Yeah. All right, thanks, Rebecca.
How do you take care?
You too. Good night.
Good night.
Thanks for joining us, Rebecca. You're listening to Open Air with Sherry Huber. Sherry, we're going to hear from our sponsors, and then we'll be right back.
All right.
Porchdog Software is proud to support Open Air with Sherry Huber. For more years than we care to mention, Porchdog has been writing Windows and Mac software for customers big and small. We're pretty good at what we do, and we always try to remember that what we're doing is never more important than how we're doing it. Check us out at www.porchdogsoft.com. We look forward to hearing from you soon.
Music by Trish Brooks for Culligan gives voice to what Simply Celebrate is all about. Opening to rivers of joy, listening to our hearts, trusting ourselves and our lives. Simply Celebrate is a book and business that grew out of gratitude for the work of Sherry Huber and this amazing Sangha. We use the practice as a foundation for helping people wake up to all the joy, spontaneity, color, and connection that is available in every moment. Please visit simplycelebrate.net.
What if you bathed in an ocean of roses? What if you swam in a river of joy?
Welcome back to Open Air. Sherry, we have another caller. Next caller, you are now live on the air, and would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, Sherry. This is Catherine.
Hey, Catherine.
Hey.
How's it going?
It's going okay. Something's kind of going on. I'm looking at. I have a kind of elderly cat. She's 18. And
that is kind of elderly, isn't it?
It is. And some changes have been happening with her. And I took her to the vet Saturday, and we took a test. And anyway, it looks like she's toward the end of her life. And I've noticed in the last few days I'm either kind of just kind of stuck in sadness and a sense of loss, or I'm trying to escape that. So I'm either kind of wallowing in it or escaping it.
Wow. Now, this is the same conversation different content, but the same process that we were just talking about with Rebecca, huh?
Yes, yes. So
getting out there, conditioning likes us to get out there on the ends of the continuum. So
right.
Just kind of wallowing or paralyzed with sadness or doing everything you can to avoid it or escape it.
Yeah.
What would the middle way be?
Well, I think being being present with the part of me who is feeling sad and being present with the cat.
You know, don't you think? I mean, that is such a really, really good point. At least for me, and I bet I'm going to project it's probably true for you and most people. You know, when I get to that point in my life, I would really appreciate it if the people who were with me could be present and
mm-hmm.
if I could be present.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I don't think the cat has a problem with those.
I project that you're right.
And I've seen conditioning want to pull me into this. This is a big problem, and it's awful, and it's tragic, and it's
go ahead.
Well, sometimes I get hooked into that.
Well, and it's so interesting, isn't it? I mean, it's really interesting for all of us, again, because, you know, this is a cat. We knew she was not going to live, you know, to age 70 or 80.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, we know mm-hmm. that. That we, you know, we can look at a creature and have a sense that, wow, I mean, that's kind of miraculous, 18. You know, I've heard of cats making it to 20, and, I've seen a couple, and it's really hard to tell whether they're still with us or not.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
it's a great run this cat
mm-hmm.
has had, and I bet having some of the best care that any creature has ever had on this earth. Yeah? Because
mm-hmm.
you take good care of creatures.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it's hard to frame it
mm-hmm.
as a tragedy. Now, is it
yeah.
sad? Sure. Because you're going to miss her.
Mm-hmm. And it's the love. It's just, there's something about this that just really tugs at the heart. And then the
yes.
heart opens, and then there's all this love.
Yes.
And, you know, sometimes it's just the love that's very moving.
Yes.
And it feels like grief, but really it's just this
it's,
wonderful love. That's
it's
just so
love.
Touching.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's yeah. just the heart opening. It's because it is everything, isn't it? It's love is love. You know, so it's everybody who has ever loved,
mm-hmm.
and not even just people. I mean, I project she loves you, right?
Yeah, in her own little cat way.
Yes. Well, they don't. You know, they don't get as into it as we do, but in their own
yeah.
way.
Yeah.
So it's a relationship, you know, and so yeah, it puts us in touch with everything about how impermanent life is, how quickly it passes. Now, if we want to turn it over to egocentric karmic conditioning and self-hate, we could get into, oh, and I didn't take as good a care of her as I could, and I didn't always attend to her, and, you know,
mm-hmm.
but that's horse pucky, right?
Yeah.
The reality is the two of you had a great time together. She's had a great life, and as will happen with you and me and all the rest of us, one day we come to the end of the trail,
mm-hmm.
and we just, you know, hope that we've had the best time we can have, and that we have some love around us, and you know, we're grateful for the time that we've had. And
mm-hmm. and I can feel conditioning wanting to close up around that, like a escape from that, or
right.
Rather, and but some part of me just wants to. Yes, that's absolutely true, and I want to be. I want to experience this.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I want to be. I want to be present while
for all of
this
it.
Is happening. Yeah.
Yeah, for all of it, because that honors the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
To go through the whole thing, and when it's sad, you cry, and you watch everything that arises, and you're there and present the best you can be through all of it, as she will be. You know, that's another thing that they creatures really model for us is whatever is going on, that's what you're there for. There's no poor me. Why is this happening to me? I can't believe it. I'm only 18. You know, they just
none of that.
None of that. It's just this is what's going on now. This is what's going on now. I can't conceptualize a different reality in which this isn't happening. So this is my life. Here we are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not even that. Not even this is my life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's to me, what you're doing with it is the most important piece, which is looking at what's from the heart, what's from egocentric karmic conditioning, self-hate. How the voices want to pull you into, they want to pull you into suffering over this.
Mm-hmm.
They want to
yes.
take this love and turn it into something that they can benefit from.
Mm-hmm.
Ugly.
Exactly. Yes, they want to take the love away and just leave suffering.
Yeah. And don't even care whether you're available for the cat.
Right.
As long as you're available for them.
Right. Right. They couldn't care less about the cat.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Sherry.
All right. Give her a kiss for me, huh?
I will. Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Thanks for joining us, Catherine. You're listening to Open Air. And we have another caller, Sherry. Next caller, you are now live on the air, and would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, it's Anna from England.
How are you?
Hello, hi. I'm so happy to be on. Thank you for having me. I'm okay. I have a cold, so do forgive me if I sound a bit snuffly.
No, that's okay. It's is the season.
It is, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. I thought why I'm ringing is along with the email class, I'm practicing looking to feel my heart and see my heart and listen to my heart and to tell the difference between that and egocentric karmic conditioning. And it is something that that is a challenge for me. I think that there is egocentric karmic conditioning does put up a veil and tries to and yesterday's Transform Your Life quote was the Picasso one where he says that he became a painter and wound up as Picasso.
Uh-huh.
And the assignment from you was today. Practice being thoroughly and completely you. And I thought, oh, that's really great. This is really what I want. And I just thought it would be great to ask you to just say a little bit more about that because I do think, oh, you know, sometimes I think I don't know who I am and I haven't got a clue and I don't really know what sort of what makes me happy. So it sounds really dumb and really stupid, but
not me, because that's been the whole thrust of egocentric karmic conditioning and self-hate's efforts, right? Is to keep us in its artificial world. Right. So if there's something that you enjoy, then it gets evaluated, you know, and are you good at it or are you not good at it? Is it a waste of time? Is it too much money? Should you be doing something else? So everything becomes such a drama that it's difficult to know what you actually, if you didn't live in relationship with that system, what would you do with your life?
Yeah,
I think it's a huge, worthwhile pursuit.
Yes, yeah, no, you said it exactly. So I think it's just keeping on paying attention, isn't it?
Yeah, and you know, one of the things that occurs to me about it is that you could, so like as a little practice thing, start off small, and maybe you have a half hour every day in which you get to do what you want to do in that moment.
Yeah.
So a little alarm goes off, and it's your time, and you stop, and you look at what would I enjoy now? What do I feel like doing? You know, you could feel like taking a nap. Maybe you want to do some art. Maybe you want to clean the stove. Maybe you want to make a phone call or whatever it is. But whatever it is, that's what you do, and you listen to what conditioning does to try to interfere with you just doing and enjoying what you feel like doing in that moment.
Yes, and I can record it, can't I?
Yes, precisely. You can record all the resistance, absolutely.
Yeah.
And then when, you know, like with any practice, you get that down and then have an hour. You know, let your next practice thing be an hour. And then maybe you get up to a half a day. And then maybe you decide that you want to do your own version of a Sabbath, and you have an entire day that is not devoted to shoulds. It's just devoted to you doing whatever it is that occurs to you that you want to do right then.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Good.
That sounds like a good plan.
Yeah, and hopefully you'll report back, because I think,
and
I
will
this
report
could be
back,
a
definitely.
Very, very popular practice activity.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Thank you.
You are so welcome. Because we just have so little opportunity. You know, so many people, it has to be a vacation. You know, in this country, you know, 2 weeks out of the year, you get to go on vacation. And there's just so much riding on it, because the other 50 weeks, you don't, you know, you're not supposed to be doing anything that you want to do. And the pressure to have a good time is just overwhelming.
Mm.
So
I
think
that's a good
important
point.
Practice.
Yeah, that's really great too. Thank you for that. Well, thank you. And thank you for the email class.
Are you enjoying it?
Oh, yes. Yeah, really.
Me too.
Brilliant.
I think I've said every time I've had a chance, I haven't been this excited about anything in a long time. But reading what's happening with people as they're doing the classes is just one of the most inspiring experiences of my life. So,
that's
so
wonderful.
Now, if you read the class today, you know, the hunt is on for how do we keep this going?
Yes. Well, that was lovely to get that, because I was already beginning to think, how do I manage when the month finishes?
Because we all have the experience of...
The answer came.
The lights start to dim, and, pretty soon here I am sitting alone in the cold and the dark with just that nasty voice.
But no.
we'll do it.
That's lovely. Wonderful. Thank you.
Thanks.
To both of you. Thank you, Michael. And I'll speak to you next time.
All right. Good night.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us, Anna. You're listening to Open Air. Sherry, we're going to hear from Sangha Market and Stop, Drop, and Breathe, and we'll be right back.
All right.
What's this from Living Compassion? If you've got a craving for fundraising and can't get enough of the good stuff, cruise and jet on the internet to www.fundraising.org. Sangha Market.
That's SANGHAMarket.com for all of you squares out there.
Sangha Market, where you can sell, auction, buy, all to benefit Living Compassion. Check it out today.
If you suddenly find yourself believing the voices in your head, don't panic. Just remember these three easy steps. Stop, drop, and breathe. That sequence again is stop, drop, and breathe. This public service announcement is brought to you by Voice Busters Incorporated, purveyors of the finest practice tools and reminders since 2008. Visit us on the World Wide Web at thevoicescartoons.org.
Stop, drop, and breathe. Stop, drop, and breathe.
Welcome back, and we have another caller. Next caller, you are now live on the air, and would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, guys. This is Sherry from San Francisco.
Hey, Sherry.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm very happy to get on the call.
Good, good. We're happy to have you. You have a report for us?
Well, I don't really, but I... Wow, goodness. Nothing to report, but I have a commitment to call in.
Yes.
And it was my turn last week, and I couldn't get on, so I just thought I'd try again.
Yes. Well, yes. I'm sorry. I was unclear. I had a feeling it was that you were keeping your commitment and reporting on how life is within that commitment.
Aha. Yes. And
because
I have to say,
I recall either last time we talked or the time before that, how the voices, when it's your time, you know, it's your week to call in, how they do everything they can to drive you completely mad all day long with what are you going to talk about? What's going on? We got to have something to talk about. And how you attempt to frustrate them by not actually going along with that and just waiting and seeing what arises in the moment.
That is so, you have such a great memory. Yes, and I'm continuing to practice that. And you know what is especially great right now is so that not only did I have that one going on, but today I had the whole thing of, you're not going to get on anyway. Why even call? It's stupid to call in. There's too many people who want to get on. There's lots of people who need to get on. You don't need to get on. You know, the whole trying to talk me out of it.
Oh, God.
So,
you know, when I hear that kind of thing, it just, you know, the... What is your point? You know, why are you so worked up about me not calling in? You know, it's like your life. Oh, yeah, that's right. Your life is dependent upon it, isn't it? That's why you're so worked up.
Well, and what I want to say that is, you know, so amazing, and you're going to, you know, understand this right away. So all I did then was I got on put the recorder on. And I said, listen, I could use a mentor. You know, I'm getting harassed. These voices don't want me to call in. I'm starting to buy it. Is anybody around? You know?
Uh-huh.
And it was so great because she just showed up.
Okay. This is very, very important. So you actually turned on the recorder and sent out an SOS
yes.
And then waited, and the mentor started talking to you.
Yes. It was fabulous.
Yeah. People, you know, people somehow have gotten this idea that what they need to do, and I think I know why people have gotten this idea, but that they need to sit down and write it all out before they can record it. And I keep saying, no, just pick up the recorder and start talking. That's how it's actually going to, because, you know, the conditioning can take over that pen or that pencil or those, you know, that keyboard. And you never get around to just help.
Yeah, exactly.
A mentor in the house.
And actually, it's something that I have done throughout the email class a couple other times that I found just extraordinarily helpful, because if sometimes, you know, she's not just there, you know, but if I start the recorder, inevitably she shows up.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
And what was so beautiful today is, you know, of course they're always right on, but you know, she was just right on it. Like, you know, someone made this commitment and it's really important that we respect that person.
Wow.
You know? Like, it's really important.
And, you know, one of the things that I like so much about that, there are several things. One, I go to the, you know, knock and it shall be opened and you'll receive, that whole thing that I think is pointing at exactly the same experience. But the mentor is not saying you made this commitment and it's important that you, because, you know, so often the voices of self-hate, that's what it is. Well, you did this and you need to do that now and because of this. But the mentor is saying, now, somebody made that commitment. And we need to honor that person's commitment and desire to do this. It's a subtle, but I think really important difference.
Mm. Oh, I appreciate that you pointed that out. You know, and the other thing that she said that I really loved, whoever was listening loved it, was also that it's like, you know, just because you don't have a particular quote-unquote issue or problem that you want to say, you do need to call in because you want to connect with Sangha, and this is one of the ways that you do it.
Yes.
And that's an incredibly valid reason to call the radio show.
Yeah, yep. That's another drum that I'm pounding on all the time with people. Don't wait until you're in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Keep the connection vibrant so that when something does come, you know, it's as with the I'm being harassed. I need a mentor. You know, if you don't have that relationship established, then when you send out the help signal, it doesn't go anywhere. But if
yes.
the relationship is maintained, then it's right there for you. So you're always in relationship with the mentor. And it's solid. Same with Sangha.
The funny thing is, too, is I love it. She had a little joke. She was like, you know, well, if these voices have been on you all day, you know, you have a good reason to call the radio show. You know, it was true.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, the fact that they're haranguing you is reason enough to call in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you do need to call in.
That's right. That's right. Like, you do have a problem, baby. But she said in a really nice way. So,
yeah.
But
well, validating your experience, you know, because... again, for the voices, you have to be lying there on the floor bleeding, unable to, you know, crawl to the phone before you really can ask for any support or help or that sort of thing. And this is just, no, I'm just maintaining a good relationship. That's what I'm doing.
Mm. Wow, that sounds nice.
Yeah, I compare it to borrowing money from your parents. You know, if you always borrow money from your parents and never pay it back, even your parents, much as they love you, eventually will get tired of loaning you money.
Oh,
so
wow.
You want to keep the relationship solid so that you know that you can reach out and you know that you'll receive because that's the kind of relationship you have.
Wow, that is great. And also, you know, I mean, not to belittle the fact that it's wonderful to call and just be able to say thank you.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just to say, because it's like we've got the email class going, there's been so many practice opportunities, this whole recording thing, and it's like it's really nice just to call and, you know, voice to voice say, wow, thanks.
Yeah, we're all here. I'm supporting you. I'm out here too. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
really well,
important.
My timer has told me that it's time to go, so.
Well, lovely having you. Thank you. Call anytime.
Thank you guys
just
both.
Just to make those voices nuts, if nothing else.
I know, exactly. Happy Thanksgiving, you guys.
Yeah, you too. Thanks, Sherry. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us, Sherry. And we have another caller. Next caller, you are now live on the air, and would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, guys. This is Jen. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. I didn't think I was going to get on either, so I'm so surprised.
Uh-huh.
but I'm excited. So I wanted to say that I am going to join the folks making a commitment to be calling in and start putting it on my calendar and all of that, so expect
Wonderful.
To hear from me periodically.
Good.
Yeah. And, so grateful for the email class and the recordings and everything that folks are talking about. I am doing pretty well. I mean, as it's been pointed out, when I record and listen, it's really working. And, you know, when I don't, it's not working as much. And there's a little.
Can I just
oh, yeah.
stop you there just so
yeah.
we underline that? Because that is such a simple truth that so
yeah.
many people get talked out of. You
yeah.
know,
yeah.
It works when you do the work. When you don't, it doesn't.
Yeah.
just simple as that. You know, you take care of your car, you put gas in it, you change the oil, you take care of the tires, it works. You stop doing that, and before long, it won't work. There. That's it. Thank you. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you. That's so good to keep reminding myself of that for sure. So, I'm working with, you know, some resistance and some stories that, you know, kind of keep me from doing it and seeing that it works when I do and whatever. So I don't know. My question may be kind of resolved as I just get on a more solid track of recording and listening. And I'm seeing the thing really come up a lot where the morning thing, like it feels like the conditioning working on me overnight, because I'm feeling pretty good often many days, and then wow, the mornings have just been horrible. And I do have a morning recording, and there's a story now that, you know, that morning recording isn't working, and, you know, maybe just to make a new one. And I thought a lot actually about, I've heard you talk about the practice where you got up in the night and, you know, maybe to get up and listen to something. It's just gotten pretty rugged in the mornings, and just wanted to touch base and
okay.
get
support. So good, very good. One of the things that I know to be true for me, and I think it works universally, is that resistance can only hold on so long. So if that morning recording isn't working, then don't get rid of it. Add
uh-huh.
to it.
Add to it, okay.
And just start adding whatever. So there's that morning recording, and then maybe you need to hear a little, a few choruses of You Are My Sunshine, or which you probably can't relate to, but you can find it online. And
you know
it. Okay, the kind of thing that you get enough stuff on there that conditioning cannot hold out against it.
Okay.
All right,
okay.
So it's, you know, you do a cheer. You know, 2, 4, 6, 8, who do we, you know, and you just put them back to back, and what you'll begin to see is how it digs in and how you listen, and before long it'll flip, and you'll be watching for the disidentification. You'll watch the point at which it can no longer hang on, and you tip over into being free of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that
yeah.
sounds wonderful.
Yeah, because what it's doing now is, I sent several people actually to listening to, I guess it was last week's show, where I was talking to George about, you know, yes, you're doing the work, but your attention is on how it's not working.
Uh-huh,
so
yeah.
I'm listening to the recording, but what I'm really giving my attention to is the voice that's saying, it's not working. You're not feeling anything. It's not your heart, isn't it? Well, of course, because all that's happening is the recorder is going, but the recording that I'm listening to and giving my attention to is this one of it's not working. And so what's working is what it's doing to me.
Yes.
So giving the attention does work, and I need to be very careful about what I'm giving the attention to, because the principle applies in both directions.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, if I attend to the voice telling me it's great, it's fine, it's another day, yay, can't wait to spend it with you, what should we do first? You know, there's that. That's the life experience I have. if I give my attention to, oh, God, I hate this, this isn't working, blah, 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 that's the life experience I have. Yeah? So it's not,
that's great.
It's not
yeah.
the recording. It's
yeah.
where I'm putting my attention.
Yes, there's this great recording going on maybe, but I'm not there. Yeah,
it's,
yeah.
Precisely. And that's,
yeah.
that's what it's doing all the time, of course. Because, you know, it's a parallel to that is, you know, I have all these great things in my life that I love. All these things that are working, but karmic conditioning gets me to turn my attention to the one thing that isn't working. So it begins to seem like, oh, God, nothing is working. When, in fact, everything is working except that one little thing it's got me tunnel visioned on.
Yes, yes. Oh, that is great. Thank you. That gives me a lot to work with. And
good.
I'll try to get off because you might be able to get one more person on if I
right.
jump off the phone. So
okay.
thank you so much.
Thank you, Jen.
Good night.
Night.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us, Jen. And I think we have time for one more caller, Sherry.
Hey.
Next caller, you are now live on the air, and would you please introduce yourself?
Yay, it's Sandy from Florida. I made it.
You made it.
Wow.
Yes.
I'm calling in to say I'm working with the email class this month, but I'm also working with Janine Roth's Women, Food, and God, and I checked in with you last month, and so this is my monthly call-in to say I am down one size. I have no idea how much weight I've lost because Janine said, and I did, throw my scales away, but I'm wearing
matter.
A size smaller than I was when I started, and I'm happy and healthy and enjoying life, and life is very good. And do you know that Janine Roth speaks the same language you do?
I know.
You know, she talks about the voices and she talks about, you know, honoring myself. And in the meantime, I'm trying to do the email class and I wrote down notes to say to you to be quick. I don't want to record, and what I do record, I refuse to listen to. Got some resistance going on.
Now, are you telling me that that is true, or are you telling me that
those
voices say, well, then you got to stop it, right?
I know.
Yeah.
I do know. My recordings have to be perfect. I'm one of the people you talked about who said, you know, that I have to write it down. I have to make sure that I've said it the way I exactly want to say it. I don't have a nice, comfortable relationship. I love the girl that was on a few minutes ago who joyfully said she just picked up a recorder and
yes.
said, hey, I need somebody here. And I thought, wow.
Yeah.
You know, she's
yeah.
got a whole different relationship with her recorder than I do.
Yes. Well, with herself. Yeah,
well,
because,
fancy that.
Yeah, because, you know, that perfection thing, I'm sure you've suspected, is at the root of a whole lot of problems you have and maybe a few clothing sizes.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, you really do have to wrestle that to the ground and just
yeah.
say, no, I'm not doing it. I'm not abandoning these people anymore because you, voice in the head, say, I have to do this, or it has to be perfect, or you don't like that. I don't care what you like. There are all of these really fine people living inside, and I want to talk to them, and I want to support them, and I want them to feel good and be happy. And we are right behind the scales going out the window and into the garbage is ideas of perfection.
Okay,
yeah.
You've never steered me wrong. So
I've
as soon as I finish this,
nope. And this is some good steering. And
my recorder is in my hand. And as soon as I say goodnight to you and Michael, and the call is over, I'll be saying something cutesy and loving to myself and all those people in me who would like to be joyful.
Yes, and the thing about it is that I'd encourage you to do something else. The work that you're doing with Janine,
yes.
get it on the recorder. Okay, so that all of those messages that you get from her, all those messages that you get from me, get them on the recorder so that people, when they're feeling kind of shaky or weak, they don't turn, as is their habit, to that voice talking to them about perfection and how they need to be and what they need to do and how they haven't. You know, get them in a habit.
On the recorder.
That's right.
And I wanted to thank you, too, and this goes to Sangha Market. I wanted to say thank you because Janine has practices for each of her 6 weeks of her online class, and I've written the practices on 3x5 cards, and I went to my little scroll saw, and I built myself a little folder holder, and so and the first thing on my Christmas list is yours. So I'm going to have a Janine and a Sherry holder.
Very good, very good. Now, the next time you're in communication with Janine,
okay.
Encourage her to check out this work and start having her people working on these issues with food and health and all of that, start doing the recording.
I will.
It'll be a perfect tie-in with the work that she's doing. Yeah?
Well, so far I've said I won't be resistant to what Janine's telling me to do, but I can't possibly listen to my own voice, and I can't possibly hear all those things that I'm saying. They're not right.
Yeah.
I record them, and then I erase them and record them again and rewrite them, and
okay,
it's awful.
Okay, well, keep in mind, you want to get that recorder out of the hands of the devil. Okay.
Thank you, Sherry.
You're awesome.
You
have a great voice. Enjoy it.
Thank you so much.
You are welcome.
Thank you too, Michael. Good night and
you're
happy
welcome.
Thanksgiving.
Take care. Same to you.
I give thanks for you.
We give thanks for you, for all of us.
Good night.
Good night.
Thanks for joining us. And Sherry, it's after 6 o'clock. That was an action-packed hour.
It was. And, you know, one of the things, I mean, there are so many things I love about Sangha, but one is, you know, we say to Sangha, you know, if we're careful about our time, more people can, and they just go, oh, more people on the call, yes. And everybody just hops on board, and there we are. And it's a fun group of people to spend a lifetime with.
Yeah, and so willing to make that shift.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
It's a good deal.
It's a very good deal. Hey, happy holiday to you.
Happy holiday to you and to everyone.
And to everyone, good night.
Okay.
Oh, that's the wrong holiday, isn't it? But it works.
It works.
Thanks, Michael.
Thank you, Sherry.
Bye-bye.
Bye.